Okay, do you want to tell us a bit about the No Border Camp? It's taking place between the 19th and 24th September 2007 near Gatwick, UK. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, certainly. Well, it's following on from a number of camps that have gone and happened across Europe over the recent years since 1999. There's going to be a camp in the Ukraine in August, and groups across the UK and Europe have decided to hold a camp outside Gatwick, where they're going to be building a new detention centre. So it's going to be the 11th detention centre in the UK, about 450 places to hold asylum seekers and people who are deemed to have broken the immigration rules in the UK. People are holding these places for indefinitely, often arbitrarily, and we're going to basically gather and show our position to the increasingly draconian and vicious immigration system.
Yeah. So you're going to camp outside this site of this new detention centre?
Yeah, there's already a detention centre near Gatwick called Tinsley House, where people are, held arbitrarily and then forced back to countries such as Somalia, Angola, Afghanistan, Iraq. There's an awful lot of self-harming, suicides in these places. They're privately run by groups like Global Solutions Limited, Group 4, Serco. Constantly condemned and shown to be unfit for purpose by the prison inspectorate, but these guys could get new contracts, and it's just a really, deeply concerning that this immigration state is increasing. So yeah, we're going to get out there, we're going to be demonstrating outside Luna House in Croydon, which is one of the two reporting centres apart from Liverpool where people have to go and register their asylum claim when they come to the UK. The detention centre is going to be based just at the side of Gatwick, so we're going to go out there, we're going to have groups from across Europe, and it's following on closely from the climate camp that's going to be at Heathrow, so there's obviously links with them.
Okay, when's climate camp on?
Climate camp is the week before.
Right, so you're just going to up sticks and move to Gatwick.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's so many links between, the migration due to climate change. It's a massive thing. And
Sub-Saharan Africa and all
well,
that.
Well, absolutely, yeah. So it should be a interesting 2 weeks.
Right, what sort of access have they got to these people in these detention centres? Got to legal representation and process? What's the process that they go through?
There's very little, basically. The government have cut back massively on legal aid. I think it's over 50% of asylum seekers who go through the appeals process actually have any representation at all.
Right.
People are snatched from across UK in dawn raids. Family will not have any proper legal representation. They'll have be waiting on their claim, uncertain what's going to happen, and they'll just have their doors kicked down at 5 in the morning.
Right.
Up to like 20 immigration officers and police will take them away, drag them away from their schools, colleges, nurseries, friends, partners, husbands, wives. And they'll just basically be disappeared. They'll end up in Yarl's Wood, Tinsley House, one of the detention centres across the UK.
Uh-huh.
And once they're in there, it is really, really difficult to access any support or help. They're really cut off. They're prisons, basically, but a prisoner knows what sentence they're going to serve. There's people who've been in these detention centres for 4, 5, 6 years, with them.
What, waiting to be returned to the land of the country of origin?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I've heard that there is some legal aid, but it's such a small amount that what happens is that a legal representative do such an amount of work, and then when the legal aid runs out, they just stop. They just don't.
Well, if you can get a legal aid solicitor in the first place in Leeds, where I'm from, they're basically all closing down. The 3 or 4 that are left are so overburdened with work that they can't take on new cases.
Right.
And then you get, cowboys moving in, private solicitors, and charging a hell of a lot of money and not giving decent legal advice. So,
who are they accountable to then, these cowboys? Is there any...
Legal Services Commission, but it's...
Have you talked to them?
It, you know, there's been campaigns about this. You know, it's, people are well aware of this, but nothing seems to be doing. You know,
being done.
No one seems to be doing anything about it.
Right.
So it's just getting harder and harder to get any representation, and people are just going into courts of appeal to, you know, appeal their failed asylum status and have no due process.